If your phone is on the Optus or network, or it's one of the carriers that uses the Optus network, you may have woken early this morning. To be precise, an hour early this morning. Queenslanders have been woken up because, well, the phone switched to daylight saving time. Technology writer and commentator Stilgarian is on the line. Stilgarian, good morning.
Good morning, Trevor.
Look, it's not a good morning for quite a few Queenslanders, it's turning out. Some of the comments on our on the social media for us, incredible. Just grrr.
I can imagine. I've got this image of people across Queensland pulling on their jeggings an hour earlier than they should have this morning. It's
people turning up to work early, turning up to the gym early, wondering why there's no one there.
Wondering why it's a bit darker than it should be. Wouldn't people notice?
Well, see, it's very heavily cloud covered at the moment. It has been for quite a few days, so we're not getting a lot of sunlight at the moment. So, no, it would be easy to do. It's a bad time to be doing this. Look, you never want to mess with people's sleep, do you, really?
No. And I mean, this shows really the hidden curse of our modern network age. We've become increasingly more reliant on everyone else getting their technology set up right, so that our technology works. And, you know, we trust our phones. They're now such a part of our personal life that we assume that they're telling us the truth. and unfortunately, today, for people on the Optus network and the resellers such as Virgin and Internode and TPG and all those that use the Optus network under the hood, yes, their phones were told the wrong time.
So what's caused the problem?
Well, the first thing that we do know is that most people have their smartphones set up to set their time from whatever the network's cell towers tell them the time is.
Yep.
So that's a good thing to do. It means if you're traveling, when you get off the plane, your phone will automatically be set to the right time. So that's a good thing.
Yep.
It coordinates everything. Why these cell towers across Queensland, and we don't know how much of Queensland has been affected, but we do know that it was a lot of it, the towers themselves had the wrong time on it. Now, I've got two theories about this. It'll be interesting to see which one turns out to be right.
Yeah.
First of all, the Optus network has been switching over some new cell towers that work on the 700 megahertz range.
Right.
So it may be that they've been turning on some of these cell towers overnight, and they just happen to be set to the wrong time.
Okay, all right.
The other option is that the software that's used to coordinate the time amongst all of these systems, a thing called NTP, the Network Time Protocol, just recently there was a security update in that software, and so many, many kinds of computers around the world, including things like cell phone towers, will have had to have that software upgraded to the new version.
Oh,
and again,
dear.
Maybe if they pushed it out nationally, about Queensland.
Okay.
So there's a couple of theories.
All right.
No word from Optus yet, but
we'll stay tuned. We'll have to.
They do say they've fixed it. They do say that it's fixed, and if your phone does not automatically switch over now, then just turn off, on and off the network time, or just restart the phone.
All right, Stilgarian, thank you, mate. Appreciate the advice and the insights there. For anyone who's been missing out on that precious sleep, here's Alan Stone. 17 to 8. Because I spend my nights hiding at the moon.